Matthew Stuckey here with an advanced soul winning tip. And the advanced soul winning tip today is to have an accountability partner when it comes to soul winning. You say, well, what exactly do you mean by having an accountability partner? Basically, what I mean is, I think it's important to have somebody that every time you get somebody saved or you have a good conversation or you go out soul winning, you send them a text message, you send them a Facebook message, you email them or give them a call and let them know how it went, and they do the exact same thing for you. Now, one thing that's really, really important, though, is it's important to have somebody that's around the same level of you in terms of being zealous, in terms of being a soul winner. And there's many reasons for this. One, you might think, well, I want to get someone who's a better soul winner than me, and that will motivate me to live for God more. You know, that could be true, but if it's someone that's not close to your range, I don't think it's going to work out. And here's the reason why. Let's say, for example, Paul the Apostle, who was my soul winning partner. And let's say I'm having a real good week and I've gotten about four people saved, and I had a visitor show up at church on Sunday, they got baptized. And then all of a sudden I'm telling Paul and, you know, give him a call saying, hey, you know, I got these people saved. And then he says, yeah, that's great. You know, I had four visitors that got baptized today at church, and I've had nine people saved this week. And, you know, it can be very easy to get kind of down a little bit because you're doing everything you can. You've done a great job. You've gotten people saved. And then the person that is your soul winning accountability partner, they've done far more than you. And it can kind of just kill your zeal a little bit because you're just thinking, man, how could I ever measure up? So I think it's important to find someone that's at around your same level. I mean, I know it's not right for us to do, but it would be very easy to get jealous of someone who's getting more people saved than you. Now, we shouldn't be like that. We should be happy, but in our own spirit, in our own flesh, it's very easy for that to happen. You know, one thing to keep in mind is this. If you can't keep up with the footmen, don't try to run with the horses. And so try to find someone that, you know, maybe a little bit above your level, but not way above your level. You know, zeal can be increased during your lifetime, so maybe you're not at this level yet. You can eventually reach that level, but find someone who's near that level. But you also don't want to have someone who's way below your level. If it's someone who's way below your level, then, you know, you might be sending them text messages about people you got saved, and they're never sending you texts back, or very rarely. And what can end up happening is you feel like they're not happy for you, which can kind of get you down. And you also feel like, well, I can slack off a little bit because, you know, the person that's my partner, he's not getting many people saved. I'm still getting more people saved than him, though. And so it'd be very easy to kind of get down a little bit. You want to get somebody who can kind of push you. Not someone who's going to be, I mean, think about if you're playing sports. If you're playing one-on-one basketball with someone, and every single day you lose by 30 points, it's going to get you down. Let's say you win every day by 30 points. Then that's no fun either. You want to have someone who's around your level that's going to challenge you. Now, one thing also to keep in mind is this. If you go to a church where lots of people are good soul winners, this might not be as important for you. Because you might have people at church that challenge you every day, and you're hearing about all these stories about people getting saved. I'm fortunate enough to go to a church where there are a lot of soul winners. But I know there's a lot of people out there who don't really have many people at their church that are very zealous about winning souls, and they can often feel like they're the only one. And so I think it's very important, find someone who's at around your level. We live in a day with the internet where there's a lot of different people out there that are listening to various sermons. Get in touch with them and find someone maybe that you talk to or you you know, every once in a while, and try to you know, get a few people to be your challenge partner, someone who might be at around your level. And then if it doesn't work out, you can try somebody else. But try to find somebody out there that's going to help push you. Because if you don't have somebody to push you, your zeal can very easily die down. You know, I know there have been times when I got somebody saved. I went out to do extra soul winning or made it a point to try to find an Acts 8 situation because, you know, one of my friends had been leading people to the Lord. And I thought, you know, I don't want to get behind in this. So I made an extra point to go out there and try to get somebody saved. And I know other people have said that to me as well. Like, I messaged them and they said, man, I did some extra soul winning because you were getting a lot of people saved. So find somebody that is around your level. And that's the advanced soul winning tip here today.